Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
I had Fox on last night, which, by the way, had just an awful pregame show. Hey, if I hear Britt Hume one more time, this is my 554th basically State of the Union address.
It was mostly Jesse Waters led up, right?
Yeah, and his pregame show is nothing more than a cavalry of guests for 90 seconds. It's like watching 25 cars go through the car wash.
Yeah.
Nothing. Just brutal. But I had Fox on. But my point being, I'm wondering how many networks carried it. I know ABC and CBS,
they all
CNN.
Did. They all did, yeah.
So, I mean, I don't. To your point, there's probably not a ton of staunch left-wingers watching even on the networks that they consume for their news, right?
Agreed. I mean, just look at the ratings for CNN and MSNBC. Mm-hmm. That side has not come back to the table yet.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, they're still licking their wounds from November 5th.
Yeah.
So, I think that maybe by next year, there'll be more of a bipartisan group watching this. But I think the only people watching last night are the ones that already support the president.
Could be, very well be the case. All right, 6:08. Let's get down to the news. Round number one, the great Dawn Stensland.
And good morning, Kale and Company. News Live this morning, sponsored by the Philadelphia Boat Show. This March the 5th, Wednesday, it is Ash Wednesday as we begin the Lenten season. So yesterday, Fat Tuesday, as we talked about it, and stormy weather for Mardi Gras as well. Flyers and Sixers lost, and we do have a windy, warm, but stormy day ahead for us. Full forecast in just a moment. So from Philadelphia police, we are learning new details about the teen who was shot and killed in that ambush execution-style killing that happened on a playground in Southwest Philadelphia that we've been talking about this week. The victim, now identified as Anthony Jerome Sharp Jr. from Smyrna, Delaware, 18-year-old, an 18-year-old from Delaware. So the shooting happened just before 9 o'clock, 5600 block of Grays Ferry Avenue, Russell Doritos Playground. This is the story that we talked about yesterday morning, that this shooting happened just before 9 on that playground. So he was sitting right near a play area. Gunman, and this was captured on surveillance images, gunman, full ski mask, walks up, fires at least 9 shots to his head, to his face, to his back, to, in other words, face, head, and upper body. He was rushed to an area hospital. Somebody called 911. He later died in the hospital. Suspect wearing all dark clothing, like I said, full mask, and they are looking for nearby surveillance videos, kind of hoping to track that one. But their goal, obviously, they want to get ahead of any kind of violent situation or retribution back and forth. But this 18-year-old is a high school student from Smyrna, Delaware.
Yeah, it makes more sense yesterday because you had only the basics of the cops saying he was a teenager. And I was thinking, well, if you're 13 or 14, what are you doing out that late, especially when it's cold and dark? But the fact that it's an 18-year-old makes me think that, well, first of all, it's an adult. Secondly, gangs, drugs. I mean, 9 shots at point blank range. That's not over, an entry level beef, so to speak.
Yeah.
At least I don't think.
Yeah. So we don't know the motive. They're trying to figure this out. And sometimes we will see retribution type back and forth. Is this gangs? Is it drugs? Once again, they're not saying any of that information, so we will continue to follow it, obviously. We now know why. In Love Park, remember that portal, that interesting portal that we had talked about?
The time portal?
And it was in New York, and it was worldwide. And then they had this, like, strange tarp over it, and we all wondered, well, what's going on? Was there a malfunction? What happened?
Did Chris Christie get stuck in it? Right. Those were some of the theories.
It was.
A portly man stuck in the portal. No. In this one, we now know that police are searching for these four guys, suspects, who they say vandalized the Love Park portal in Center City, Philadelphia. And it shows they do have the surveillance images. The suspects cuts a section of copper wire. So we know the prices of copper wire, very expensive. They were after the copper wire. And they cut it all out, they yank it all out of there, and then stuff that wire. You see them in the images stuffing it in a green and yellow trash can. Then they drag the stolen green and yellow trash can, drag that over to a nearby SEPTA. So they didn't even have, like, the getaway vehicle is public transportation.
I was just when I was ready to give them credit for being next level thieves, they use public transportation to get away. You know, so we no longer steal cash and jewelry. We steal high valued copper wire. Not sure if I ever get into the, theft business that copper wire will be top of mind, but, you know.
You do see the guys. They released all this different imagery of the guys. And later they caught them at SEPTA, like going, and they, you know, took off any masks or anything. But they have, at first I thought it was a Starbucks. They're carrying the Wawa coffee cups.
Oh.
So maybe they stopped at a Wawa.
Well, at least they have good tasting coffee.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So this has been going on. The vandalism happened 102 days after the portal, which connects us, Philadelphia, to Lithuania, Poland, and Ireland, opened all that fanfare. We kind of had fun with it, you know? It was, they took it down in New York City because too many women, especially, were getting naked in front of it. So New York City women, you know.
Yeah, they were flashing, right?
Flashing
their boobs.
Were taking off their clothes.
Yeah, that was happening here, too.
Yeah.
So
I'm sick of all these naked women flashing people. Enough already.
Yeah. So
I'm just kidding. Keep it coming.
We're learning new information as well about what happened. Remember we had talked about earlier last month, we had talked about the fact that there was a body of a man found floating in the Schuylkill River right near Kelly Drive and Midvale Ave. This was February 7th at about 10 o'clock in the morning. Somebody saw something big floating in the river, thought, oh, my goodness, is that a body? We now are getting news that the identity of that individual, 35-year-old Joshua Daywalt, his body was found floating in the river. And so with regard to this situation, we now know his cause of death. The autopsy results being released, cause of death determined to be the gunshot wound, a gunshot wound to his head. And this situation has been ruled as a homicide. So now a murder investigation gets underway in Philadelphia.
The city of executions.
Threw his body in the river.
Would you say crime was down 29%?
Yeah, that was what we were told.
Car.
A Mays Landing, New Jersey man is in custody. This one for allegedly using his phone to record victims in the men's restroom of a Planet Fitness. He's ID'd as 23-year-old Daniel Zhang. And he is charged with 15 counts of invasion of privacy. So police say he recorded his victims by standing in the bathroom stall, reaching the cell phone up to the top of the stall barriers and recording.
Wow.
So presumably recording other guys. And so that's how they caught the guy, because a guy saw another guy recording him as he was going in the bathroom.
Well, you can't record from the floor underneath the divider and going up the stall. That's been sniffed out by men for years now. I just do a little inside access.
Record Nick Cale goes undercover.
You know, when you're a man and you're in like stall two of the three stall setup, you always pay attention to the guy that sits next to you that sits down, and you maybe glance at what his sneakers look like. Just, you know, maybe that's your buddy or maybe that's your boss, and you got to, you know, handle your business in a certain fashion, because you never want to have that awkward, you know, face to face at the sink when you're washing your hands. So yeah, nowadays you got to go up. If you're going to record, you go from the top down. As Joe once said, top down, bottom out, right, Dawn?
Yeah, you've got the technique down.
I've got all the stall etiquettes memorized.
So we've got that going on. There were other locations where he is accused of perhaps recording as well, including a Wawa and Maze Landing. So they're investigating all of that. On a lighter, brighter note, we do have word that Eagles have rewarded Saquon Barkley for an incredible season. So they're calling it an unprecedented new contract, signing him to a 2-year deal, contract extension worth $41.2 million. That's about what your contract extension is.
Yeah, I was looking for 3 and 60, but 2 and 40 is not bad. It's the highest ever, by the way. The first running back in league history to ever get 20+ million per year. And it's justified. 2,000 yards last year. Yeah.
Well, the person who's most excited, his fiance.
Yeah, she's going to get a big rock, right?
Woo! Yes. Amen.
I don't think he's going to Jared.
You never know. You definitely never know. Sixers and Flyers. We unfortunately have, I don't have winning news. I don't know. Do you want me to give this?
It'll actually be news if they win a game.
Something good.
Or put together a winning streak. Honestly, I've forgotten about them.
They did?
Why would I watch? They don't win. No Embiid. No Maxey. The biggest news has been Paul George realized, I need to quit my podcast and focus on basketball. Jeez, you think? Everybody with these podcasts.
Well, we did have Flyers lost to the Calgary Flames 6-3, and Sixers lost to the Trailblazers 126-112. The good Sixers news, I could say, tickets are going for as low as $2.
So tickets. Basically the equivalent of a 24-ounce Miller Lite can, a giant.
So $2. Get them cheap. Maybe get that package for next season.
Yeah.
Keep hope alive. You know what I'm saying?
I took the kids to the Sixers game tonight. What'd you spend? $128. Really? Yeah, how much were the tickets, too?
Yeah.
It was all parking and food.
Food, yes, exactly. So we do have a stormy day ahead for you. 61 degrees later this afternoon. We're looking for stormy weather. This morning will be bright and breezy, but like I say, this afternoon, watch out for this with gusty storms moving through this afternoon. And so maybe a few spotty showers earlier, but that rain develops by the afternoon. And that line of gusty T-storms between 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. moving west to east, aside from the T-storm threat, high winds gusting up to 50 mile-an-hour winds. So we got to get through that one. But then mild for the rest of the week, 52 and sunny for your tomorrow. And then Friday, 51 degrees. The weekend, 50 and mostly sunny. And then next week, by next Wednesday, 76 degrees.
Wow. Yeah. Nice. That's what I'm talking about. Let's do this. Come on, March. Come on.
So very warm, but today got to get through the storms. Hey, the boat sale of the year is back. Philadelphia Boat Show, March 14th to the 16th, Expo Center in Oaks. Top tri-state dealers, they are ready to deliver saltwater fishing boats, pontoon party boats, ski boats, and bass boats as well. PWCs and much more. See PhillyBoatShow.com for all the details, for all the tickets. PhillyBoatShow.com. Thank you to the Philadelphia Boat Show for sponsoring our first edition Gale & Company News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. Coming up next, it is the Big Take, and we will recap a wild day yesterday, from tariffs to Ukraine, to Trump's joint address to Congress, all of the big topics, all on display throughout the day, and then, of course, Trump's thoughts on the big issues in the nightcap. The Big Take is coming up next here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears, and I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time, or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Kale & Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, no. nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
Brought to you by Robert Half. It was a Super Tuesday in American politics. Donald Trump holding his joint address to Congress at 9 p.m. to cap off a wild day in headlines. From progress and developments with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to tariffs on neighboring nations to apologies to perhaps getting other countries to bend the knee on tariffs as soon as today. Yesterday had it all, but the day wouldn't be complete without Democrats doing dopey, cringeworthy things. Reports came down early on Tuesday that Democrats, in an expected act of defiance to Donald Trump, would put on a song and dance in front of the American public Tuesday night. Axios first to report that, quote, some congressional Democrats were plotting to disrupt Trump's speech to Congress on Tuesday night by using a variety of tactics, including noisemakers, hand clappers, signs, eggs, and walkouts. Some of that occurred, some of that did not. But the last time I heard the words noisemakers and hand clappers was when I was in eighth grade getting ready for a football pep rally and the moms tried to fire up the school. Why are Democrats just so out of touch? But if you've ever wondered whether or not Democrats get their talking points from a mass distribution email, yesterday may very well have confirmed that. 22 Democrats all posting the same video with the same talking points almost simultaneously in the late morning hours yesterday. Now, here's just three of them, which include Chuck Schumer, Hakeem Jeffries, and Liz Warren, all spouting off about the economy and Trump. For the sake of not having the audience's head explode, we have trimmed this down due to time constraints so that you'll still get the point. Listen and watch this.
When I win, I will immediately bring prices down starting on day one.
That ain't true. That's what you just heard.
Since day one of Donald Trump's presidency, prices are not down, they're up.
Inflation is getting worse. Not better. The prices of gross gas, eggs, essentials, it's not getting better. It's getting worse. Meanwhile, Donald Trump has done nothing. Goose eggs to lower prices. Instead, he's pardoned violent criminals who savagely beat police officers
on January 6th.
He's letting Elon Musk take a chainsaw to driver government programs, and then even worse, giving him access to America's most sensitive data, Social Security numbers.
Yes, that was Cheeseburger Chuck Schumer, Pocahontas, and Dollar Store Obama all merged together, almost verbatim, saying the exact same thing. It's as plain as day what the left is doing now. They went from telling you in America that we have the best economy ever, the best economy in the world, as recent as November 4th, 2024, to now all of a sudden we have a terrible economy. Trump ran on two basic agendas, the economy and the border, inflation and immigration. He's already set the lowest border numbers in month one, that was February 2025, that we have seen in 25 years. Mission accomplished in his first full month. He's also implemented countless executive orders that he ran on, promised he would sign, and has done so. All that's left is the economy, and that takes time. Energy prices, cost of goods, the housing market, cheaper gas and utilities, inflation, and interest rates for mortgages all take time. But it's my expectation that he will give us solid progress by the time year one concludes. DOGE is gutting wasted tax dollars. We could see $5,000 checks coming back to us. We may see a combination of tax kickbacks to Americans, trimming the deficit by $1 to $2 trillion. And in another portion of the DOGE discoveries, put back into the bank, so to speak. And while there is stock market hysteria over tariffs the last couple of days, that might be coming to an abrupt end shortly. Yesterday, before the speech, Howard Lutnick with the following details on Fox Business. Listen and watch this.
He's going to come out today angry that Americans are still being killed. Now, both the Mexicans and the Canadians were on the phone with me all day today trying to show that they'll do better. And the president's listening because, you know, he's very, very fair and very reasonable. So I think he's going to work something out with them. It's not going to be a pause, none of that pause stuff. Yeah. But I think he's going to figure out you do more and I'll meet you in the middle some way, and we're going to probably be announcing that tomorrow. So somewhere in the middle will likely be the outcome, the president moving with the Canadians and Mexicans, but not all the way.
Just to clarify, I took you.
Will that occur today, Howard? We're all watching. If it does, it would be the second time in less than 6 weeks that Donald Trump has threatened or imposed tariffs and has gotten Canada and Mexico to adhere to his demands. Better deals for America, less wasteful spending, and we could see good strides made with the economy maybe in 9 to 12 months with the goal to be in a great spot by the 2026 midterms so Republicans can stay in power. And if that happens, it's curtains, because the reality is we voted for this. And so far, we've gotten a lot of what we wanted. Stephen A. Smith of ESPN was on The View yesterday on ABC, and he schooled Joy Behar on the new spin that left-wingers have taken when it pertains to mandates. Listen and watch this.
It's only been in office for 6 weeks. Seems like 6 years, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And he's been going around with his cronies touting his so-called landslide and blowout win. But he won the popular vote by 1.5%, mm-hmm. one of the smallest ever,
mm-hmm.
and he won the general election by less than 50%. So what kind of mandate is this really?
Well, it is a mandate, and I'm going to explain why. And I don't mind the question, but let me be very clear. I'm no supporter of Trump. I'm a supporter of truth and the facts. And here's the facts. The man won every swing state. He increased in terms of his voter turnout in his favor from the standpoint of blacks, Latinos, and young voters. He increased his numbers in mm-hmm. that regard from 2020. 89% of the counties shifted to the right. That's a mandate. We can sit up there and play around all we want to. In 2020, Trump didn't win the popular vote. He didn't win the Electoral College vote. A matter of fact, the Republicans hadn't won the popular vote, if I remember correctly, since 2004. Yeah. But they did this year. So 20 years after they last won the popular vote, they won the popular vote. They won the Electoral College vote. The man won every swing state. And on top of it, 89% of the counties shifted against. I don't understand how people can look at that and say, there's no mandate. There's a mandate.
Well, it's a different definition of a mandate, I guess.
But the problem is that if you're the Democratic Party and you lost 49.8% to 48.3% and you're looking at that 1.5% dip, that's an excuse for you to say, what we did really wasn't that bad.
Well, some people didn't
we should continue to do that. Find a new strategy.
Joy, there is a mandate, and it's very simple. Fix the economy, secure the border, return to law and order, energy independence, end the stupid wars, protect women in sports, and countless other things, many of which have already been put into play via executive action. And Stephen A. said Democrats need to find a new strategy. Guess what? Jasmine Crockett's media tour of yelling outlandish things is more of the same. Old dustbins like Chuck Schumer and Liz Warren, more of the same. Meanwhile, Donald Trump making progress with foreign wars and America's involvement, as Zelensky has already caved to Trump's demands for an apology, as he says Ukraine is ready for peace negotiations after a, quote, regrettable meeting with Trump. And to boot, it looks like, at least initially yesterday, a minerals deal was likely to be in place. The White House then came out later in the day and says, pump the brakes, we're not there yet. But that's just enough for a normal day. But that was all before Tuesday night at 9 o'clock in Trump's speech. Going into the primetime address, there were many things to look out for. A lot of what we just covered right there, including tariffs, Doge, Russia-Ukraine, immigration and the border security, and of course the economy and theatrics from the left, all of which we just laid out for you. And then the main event got started. And of course, Democrats doing their best to disrupt things during Trump's opening statements on his resounding victory, only to have Republicans drown the Democrats out with chants of USA. Phil, let's roll this. Listen and watch. Patriotism on full display. Mike Johnson with the gavel, shutting down the continued early disruptions. Then, of course, we had an ejection by the sergeant at arms. Typical and expected. Democrats with no substance, just low energy theatrics. Al Green, see yourself out. Then 47 got into what I believe got him elected, the border. Here was DJT on his success with immigration from Jump Street. Listen and watch.
Within hours, as you know, of taking the oath of office, I declared a national emergency on our southern border, and I deployed the U.S. military and Border Patrol to repel the invasion of our country. And what a job they've done. As a result, illegal border crossings last month were by far the lowest ever recorded, ever. They heard my words and they chose not to come. Much easier that way.
Keep in mind, many for a significant stretch in multiple polls back in September and October said the border had surpassed the economy as the top issue. Problem resolved in one full month. Now, here was Trump last night talking about the restoration of the American dream, the golden age, and tackling the economy. And it all starts with energy. Listen and watch this.
As you know, we inherited from the last administration an economic catastrophe and an inflation nightmare. Their policies drove up energy prices, pushed up grocery costs, and drove the necessities of life out of reach for millions and millions of Americans. They've never had anything like it. We suffered the worst inflation in 48 years, but perhaps even in the history of our country. They're not sure. As president, I'm fighting every day to reverse this damage and make America affordable again. The major focus of our fight to defeat inflation is rapidly reducing the cost of energy. The previous administration cut the number of new oil and gas leases by 95%, slowed pipeline construction to a halt, and closed more than 100 power plants. We are opening up many of those power plants right now. And frankly, we have never seen anything like it. That's why on my first day in office, I declared a national energy emergency. You've heard me say many times, we have more liquid gold under our feet than any nation on earth, and by far. And now I fully authorize the most talented team ever assembled to go and get it. It's called Drill Baby Drill.
And the truth is, it all starts and ends with energy. Energy prices come down, your goods and services come down. If that happens, you have cheaper gas at the pump. You have cheaper AC bills in the dog days of summer. You have cheaper heating bills in the frigid days of winter. Energy independence. I thought Trump last night was very on point, flawless from a presidential standpoint, very good in his demeanor. His presentation was solid. He was stern, but not over the top. He was very common sense. He has made the Democrats look like the radical nut jobs. Not Trump, not right wingers, the far left. I thought he handled the Democrats' defiance by letting Mike Johnson do his job, even asking Democrats early on to get behind him in getting some of these bills of common sense to pass and come into law. And here's the million-dollar question that I have for everybody. What's the next, or dare I say the last, boogeyman for the left if, in fact, or when, in fact, Trump gets the economy under control? He's already accomplished more in 6 weeks than he says George Washington did. But if gas comes down to, let's say, $2.29 a gallon, if your energy bills that are up 30% are only up 10 to 15% in a year, if mortgage rates go from 6.5%, 7% to 4.5%, 5%, dare I even say 5.5%, what will they say then? I'm sure they'll come up with something. I just don't think it'll matter. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale & Company.
Brought to you by Robert Half. 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. Robert Half is here to help. Their recruiting professionals utilize an award-winning AI to connect businesses with highly skilled and motivated talent. At Robert Half, they know talent. Visit roberthalf.com/talent today. If you want to jump in, you watched last night, your thoughts, reactions, what Trump had to say, the way Democrats acted, you can certainly do so. 855-839-1210. 10. Dawn Stensland, your thoughts on what you watched when you were wiping away the tears with your tissues?
I thought that the moments that I did tear up were those moments that reminded me of, and all of us, of why Donald J. Trump was elected. So when we think about, you know, those moments when, I mean, I lost it when he named that sanctuary after, you know, Jocelyn Nungary and her mom, you know, just trying to fight back the tears.
That was in conjunction with Lake and Riley, right?
Lake and Riley was first.
Yeah.
And so just going through in those personal moments and taking us through that. So Lake and Riley's mom and sister and talking about how he's gotten to know this victim's family, why she should not have been murdered by an illegal who was here, who was a dangerous guy. And then, you know, honoring them, but as well then reminding that he signed executive orders, that he's pushing for change. In other words, so that these danger, if a dangerous felon and accused somebody, and these were Venezuelan gang members who are wanted and dangerous in their own home countries. So why would anybody, you know, release them back into society? And that's what happened there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the moments where Democrats were silenced by what he was saying. And then also he was reading off the latest Doge list of all of the waste, which was ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I shouted out, I go, oh, nobody's talking now.
And then
you got all quiet, didn't you?
Trump dropped, I thought, the line of the night I told you guys about last night in our group text after realizing how much money we have that we're wasting. He said this.
Our country will be woke no longer.
Nah, that's not the right one. I'm sorry.
Phil, can you put up cut 29 here? This is what Don was talking about, the list of Doge accomplishments. We can just play a little bit of this if you have cut 29 there. Oh, you said you do you not have it? Oh, that's right. You told me you had through cut 27. Sorry.
And then the other one was when a seventh grade kid, DJ, who survived this cancer.
Oh, the brain cancer.
He's there with his dad, and he is, you know, being honored. You can see that his dad picks him up, and, you know, he survived this cancer.
Yeah.
And then Trump says, and I've signed this, and you are an honorary Secret Service member, and they give him the badge.
And Democrats sat there and didn't do anything.
But it didn't matter. It didn't matter. I mean, that was, I think,
well, how about the volleyball
incredible
player?
Moment.
How about the volleyball player, the 17-year-old girl that had the volleyball, we've covered this story specifically, had the ball spiked off her face by a transgender man who was transitioning from man to female. She has permanent brain damage, and this was the equivalent of, I mean, Democrats just sat there. I mean, Trump honors her, and every Democrat, and I know this was the Joint House of Congress, the whole bit, all those senators that we outed yesterday by name that voted against protecting women in sports, they sat there stone-faced. Stone-faced.
I think we do have this one. Cut 26, Phil. Do you have cut 26?
And the volleyball player was Peyton McNabb.
Yeah.
She's suffered brain damage.
Yeah.
Career ending for her athletics.
Roll it.
So signed an executive order to ban men from playing in women's sports. Three years ago, Peyton McNabb was an all-star high school athlete, one of the best, preparing for a future in college sports. But when her girls' volleyball match was invaded by a male, he smashed the ball so hard in Peyton's face, causing traumatic brain injury, partially paralyzing her right side and ending her athletic career. It was a shot like she's never seen before. She's never seen anything like it. Peyton is here tonight in the gallery, and Peyton, from now on, schools will kick the men off the girls' team, or they will lose all federal funding.
There you go.
It's just amazing. People like John Fetterman, you've got the Blumenthal in Connecticut, both the senators from Arizona, Gallego and Kelly. You voted no against that? Seriously? Like, how do you explain that to anybody that's got a daughter?
The question this morning, will they yank the funds immediately from Colonial School District? after, yeah, just yesterday afternoon, there was a ruling right here in Philadelphia by a judge that I've reported on for years now, who's an Obama appointee. And so a Quakertown girl that her mom sued on her behalf, who would have come in first place. She came in second place, too, a biological male from the Colonial School District. This is PW. And, you know, the judge just ruled that there was really no damage evidenced. And so she so far in this fight, it's not over, but so far she lost out yesterday in court. The judge ruling in favor of a biological male running against and beating girls in sports. This is a high school senior.
Oh, yeah.
Her senior year. And anybody who thinks, and I can tell you, as, you know, high school mom of athletes, all of these wins matter. They matter when you're applying to colleges, which this girl would be right now. And so when you're applying and you came in first place, that matters.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree.
So Will Trump, and the judge mentioned Trump, well, he can't, you know, he didn't change the law. That just happened right here in Philadelphia yesterday in court. So will they move in now?
Mm-hmm.
And will the Colonial School District locally, right in Montgomery County, will they lose federal funding, and when does that happen?
Yeah. I mean, high school athletics matter, and for those of us that peak at 18 and reach our the highlight of our life in high school football, that's it. It's all downhill from there, and you're going to take that away from them? Not that I can relate to that. 855-839-1210, the phone number. We'll come back. We'll get your calls. Also, some of the news yesterday with Zelensky and also Canada and Mexico. And wait till you hear, this will be coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, the salaries for some of the Doge staffers. We'll get some thoughts on that and some of the details. But first, a word from our friends at Natural Lawn of America. When choosing a lawn care service, it makes sense to hire a company that not only provides you better results, but also is safe for your family and your pets. That's why I chose Natural Lawn of America, because it's my lawn care company. At Natural Lawn, they believe in growing greener, healthier lawns without the harsh chemicals. From organic fertilizers to safer weed and insect controls, they make sure that your lawn thrives naturally season after season. And when you schedule Natural Lawn's full service program today, speaking of season after season, you're going to get free seeding every year. That's right. If you want a greener, healthier lawn plus free seeding on an annual basis, just do it. Real simple process. Call Natural Lawn today. 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREE-SEED, because your lawn deserves the best. So call the best. Choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Ted is in Swarthmore with his thoughts to wrap up the first hour. Hello, Ted.
Good morning, Nick and company. Hey, I just wanted to say something about the speaker who did the rebuttal. Did anyone notice that she was a senator, but she also did not vote on the bill kicking men out of women's sport?
Yes.
If the Democrats really want to change, look at your soul, look at your heart, and decide, follow the actions of a 13-year-old boy who had brain cancer, who got up and congratulated the fellow who got into West Point. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Learn a lesson from a 13-year-old boy. Mm-hmm. He's more of a man than any one of those people sitting in the seat, or woman, that were there.
That's actually a really good point, because we've been talking about the Democrats and the men that they've been trotting out to maybe be the face of their party moving forward. That kid's got more stones than any of them.
Yes, he did.
Did you guys see what Nicole Wallace said about him?
Nicole Wallace from MSNBC?
Yeah.
No, I did not.
We should play that on the other side.
Oh, jeez. This is going to be outlandish.
Dawn, I'm telling you right now, hold on to your blazer. This is going to infuriate you.
Wow. Nicole Wallace, the loser.
Yeah.
Well,
she helped run the McCain campaign, remember?
Yep.
And then voted against her own candidate. Yeah. She was paid.
We'll get to that right on the other side.
All right. Kale and Company Hour 2 is coming up next. You stay right there.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.